Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, welcome to You and All Your Parts. I'm Laura Lively. I wanted to talk to you today about negotiating with your distractor parts. Maybe you have, I mean, we've all done it, right? These are like, I'm talking about managing time drains and parts that love to distract you with social media or playing a game or too many episodes of your favorite streaming channel. I mean, we've all done it, right? We're just going to sit down. I'm just going to watch one episode. I'm just going to spend a couple of minutes on Instagram, just one game, and then I'll go to sleep, or I'll get up and move the laundry from the washer to the dryer, or, right? What if there was a better way, a more self-energy led way? So I have a three-pronged approach that I've used personally, I've had clients use, and I wanted to share it with you in hopes that it might work for you too. First, start with a hard rule. Before you watch the first episode, before you begin scrolling on social media, before you begin playing the game, set a time limit and set an alarm. And that's it. Time limit, alarm goes off, you're done. But don't be surprised if you hear parts who are like, no, I'm not done. And just start to notice them. But at first, stick with the hard rule. But again, be curious about the parts that have things to say about your hard rule. The second step would be, as the alarm goes off, check in with the parts. Now you're going to actively check in. You're not just passively watching them. You're actively checking in. Chances are you're going to find some parts on one side. No, we want to keep doing the thing. And other parts are like, oh, good gosh, get up, get out, do something different, right? So notice them both. Listen to what they both have to say. Listen to why it is some of them want you to keep doing the thing and why some of them you want you to get up and do something else. And you're just listening and you're going to acknowledge them, accept them, and appreciate what their both sides are trying to do for you. Thank them for letting you know their perspective. And again, I would strongly recommend at this point that you stick with the time limit that you originally set, just like with the first rule. And then finally, what I'd like you to be able to get to, and this is where really being self-led comes in. Many of the activities that we do, maybe not Instagram, but like Netflix or playing games on our computers or coloring on our apps on our phone, these activities include a natural break, meaning a new episode's about to begin, or I just finished the coloring game or the puzzle. And I want you to get to a place where at the natural break, you can stop and check in. Does this seem like a good place to stop? What do your parts think? Again, you're probably going to hear some say yes and some say no. And in time, what I want you to be able to do is learn to trust that self-energy can decide what is the best thing for us. If I take into account both sides, stop doing the thing, keep doing the thing, what does self say is the best thing for your system? What would it say about your parts that have been distracting you? So that's it. That's the three-pronged approach. I want you to first set a hard stop and passively noticing what your parts have to say. Later, after you've done that for a while, then check in with your parts, actively engage them. What do they think? But stick with the hard stop. And then ultimately, I want you to be able to decide what is the right thing for me right now? Some days it may be hanging out on the couch for another couple hours. Maybe you deserve it. Some days it may be, nope, I've got a paper I've got to get done. I've got work. I've got yard work that needs to be done. But that way, at each event, you decide, you with self-energy, with understanding what all of the different parts think, you can decide what is best for you and your system. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to check out the video description below for links to some free resources. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.